Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Sister Billy's back with us, and she's telling us some really important things, things that could save your life. So, Billy, welcome. We're glad you're here.
You know, you and I were talking about how blessed we were that early on in our ministries, before we even had a ministry.
Before we knew we were supposed to have a ministry.
We heard that God will lead you, mm-hmm. and He will guide you.
That changed everything.
And you can hear Him. You know, I don't know, there's some people who, they, believers I'm talking about, they don't even really realize that they can hear God's voice. But you can, and thank God we learned it. And we learned how to prepare your human spirit to receive from God. And one of the things you need to do is meditate in the Word of God. If the Word doesn't tell you God would lead you, then you can't even believe for
it. That's true.
But the Word tells you that you can.
Faith comes.
Yes, hallelujah. And I have here in my Bible in the back, I like this Bible because it's got, you know, places to write
things. I'm wondering how you manage that. Did it come that way?
No, I write this all in it. Yeah, the Bible comes.
No, I mean the pages.
Yeah, the pages are there and I get to write things in
them. That's awesome.
So I have, like in the morning sometimes, I want to meditate the Word on guidance.
Yeah.
So I turn here in my Bible where I've got that.
Did you have that turned in?
Yeah. No, not on purpose. And then I meditate this and I put guidance here. The top scripture, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
That means we're expected to hear every word.
That's what Jesus said. And you can, it can be the words that are written on paper or the words that He speaks in your heart. Mm-hmm. And that's how we live. We live by that, Jesus said. So I wrote down in here a lot of scriptures that I meditate, especially if I'm seeking guidance about something. I wrote these all down. So I'm going to read you some of the ones that I have down there.
Good.
Proverbs 20, verse 27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. That's King James.
The light.
The English Standard Version. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all his innermost parts. Back in those days when Proverbs was written, they had those little oil lamps. And of course, that's the light. And this tells us that it's in the spirit of man where you're going to receive the light of God. So then the next verse I wrote down after I illuminate that, I meditate that, and I know that God's my lamp, He's my light inside me. Then in King James, Psalm 18, 28, for thou wilt light my candle. Mm-hmm. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness.
Scripture.
Woo, what a darkness.
Glory to God.
I'm a scripture. You might be in darkness, but a light will arise and show you what to do.
That's right.
The Arts Crows translation, Psalm 18, 29 is, for it is you who will light my lamp. Hashem, my God, that means the name, my God will illuminate my darkness. And I like this comment that one of the ancient old rabbis wrote, Radak. Misfortune is the darkness. Salvation from it is the light.
Praise God. That's good.
Isn't that good? Have you ever been in misfortune? Things just happen to you?
Mm-hmm.
What's the way out?
The light.
The light. And who is that light? It is you who will light my lamp.
Praise God.
My God will illuminate my darkness. I mean, it can look ever so dark, but if you sit down, you read the scripture and you meditate it, suddenly you will see a light, and that light will bring you out of that misfortune.
Now, if you make it a practice to spend time in the Word every day,
most every day,
I like to do it every day, you'll walk in the light.
You will walk in the light.
It'll talk to you. The Spirit of God can talk to you. If you give Him place, you can hear Him.
Yes, and I remember a scripture that I learned in Bible school when I was about 8 years old. Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Praise God.
The Word.
Amen.
The written Word.
Amen.
Is a lamp unto my feet, and it is a light unto my path.
And so, isn't it the truth?
If I sit there and I
meditate. And after year, after year, after year, after year, you and I and Ken and all of us that are in that, we're in that group, we have studied the Word, read the Word. Most everybody of us do it daily. And we've walked in the light.
Praise God.
We've gotten answers. We know what to do.
Yes.
If we don't know what to do, well, we go to the Word.
Go to the lamp.
Pray and look at the Scriptures, and we know what to do.
And meditate, you know.
Think about it.
You meditate.
Dwell on it.
You can meditate this. It is you who will light my lamp.
That's good. I like that.
Hashem, my God, will illuminate my darkness. And you meditate that, and you just kind of mutter it, and you just kind of, your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
And if you do it as a practice, daily practice, you don't have to get in trouble. And then do it as
That's
a daily
right.
practice.
You don't even have
you
to be in the
stay out of trouble. You can walk in the light.
Yeah, you walk in the light.
And that's what's important.
How many times in the New Testament God tells you, walk in the light?
Yeah.
Walk in the light.
And then when you get in there and you see it, you have to do it for it to take effect in your life. Mm-hmm. You have to obey it. But everything He tells us to do in this Word is for my good.
It's for your good.
My help. My health, my prosperity, my blessing, my family. Glory.
You wrote a book on obedience. What's the name of that book? You've got a lot of books out there, but you wrote one on obedience, and it's so good. It's just obeying. You go to the lamp, you read it. It tells you what's good, and you do the good. You do what He tells you to do. My very favorite psalm is Psalm 27, and I just took some excerpts from it down there.
Good. I like Psalm 27.
The Lord is my light.
That's right.
And my salvation.
My salvation, meaning my deliverance, my help.
Yes.
My everything I need.
Whom shall I fear?
Nobody.
Nobody. And you meditating this, and there's other verses after it, I didn't put them all in here. You meditating this, you're reading Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and salvation, whom shall I fear? Fear will run away from you.
Yeah. You don't give any place to fear, because you're giving place to this light and salvation.
Fear is darkness.
Amen.
What you're afraid of is darkness. But praise God, faith is light.
And that would always be a lie for us.
Yes.
If, like, we were fearing maybe that we weren't able to pay our bills or that we were going to get a disease.
Right.
Where we wouldn't be walking in the light anymore, and we'd open the door to those very things. What does it say, the thing you fear?
That was Job.
Exactly right.
The thing I greatly feared has come upon me.
Yeah. Praise God. So we get on the Word. We believe it. We stay with it. And we don't give place to fear.
And you've meditated on healing scriptures.
Yes, that's right.
So whatever that darkness thing that He's scaring you with, well, grandmother died of hopalupus.
Yeah.
So you're fearful of hopalupus. You know.
It is a dread disease.
It's a dread disease.
We just made it up here on the spot.
Yeah, we just made it up right here on the spot. But it can speak for anything.
That's right.
But if you meditate on the healing scriptures, of course, then light comes to you.
Live that. That's where we live.
Yes,
and that's where, you know, I've tried it both ways, without the Word and with the Word. In early life, we didn't know anything. But then we found out the more we know about the Word, the truth makes us free and blessed.
And it's your light.
And it's my light.
It's your light on healing. It's your light on prosperity.
You don't have to stay in the dark.
So you and I both have been to the place where bill paying was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And but when we saw light, that it gives God's pleasure to prosper us, then we follow the light
and
out of debt.
We're blessed.
Yes.
Out of debt.
Praise
God.
Hallelujah. So then David
this
goes.
This is not hard. Anybody can do it.
And it makes life easy, really.
If you can read, you can get
faith. It makes life.
And if you can't read, you can find somebody to read to you.
That's right. That's exactly right. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Then David goes on to write, one thing I ask of the Lord, that shall I seek.
One thing?
That I dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Oh, yes. That's the most important thing.
Live in His presence. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To behold the delight of the Lord and to meditate in His sanctuary.
Praise God.
You live, you walk. He who lives in the presence of the Most High, in the shadow of the Most High. That's the sanctuary He's talking about. He's not talking about going into a building, the temple or the tabernacle, and sitting there every day.
In the presence.
He's talking about staying in the presence. In your behalf, my heart has said, and I like this. This is the way the Jewish translation into the English reads. It seems like the English translations have a little trouble with this phrase right here. But in the Tehillim, they get it. In your behalf, my heart has said. See, your heart can talk to you. That's a still small voice. That's what we're going to be talking about. How does God talk to you? Sometimes
where is that? Where
it's on page 2. Oh, the bottom of 1 and then going into 2.
Okay, yeah.
In your behalf, my heart has said, seek my presence. See, seek my presence. So your heart, where the still small voice is, says, seek my presence. It speaks to you, seek my presence. So here's David's answer. Your presence, O Lord, I do seek. Conceal not your presence from me. Instruct me, Lord, in your way. Lead me on the path of integrity.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. And of course, it's going to be a path of integrity if you
obedience.
Go to the Word. Yeah. There's nothing in the Word that's not doesn't lead you on a path of integrity. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet
struck me
and a light unto my path.
Think about just how that one line has changed our lives so amazingly.
Instruct me.
When we begin to do what He said instead of what we said or we thought was right. How could we think was right? We were walking in the darkness until we got the light.
The light of the Word.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
And that Word is the lamp, a light unto, lamp unto your feet. It's a light unto your path.
Yeah.
And then God's Word is God's will.
That's right.
So whatever is written in here is God's will for me. If it's healing, it's His will to heal
That's
me.
Right.
I don't have to ask and pray for days and days to see if it be Thy will.
That's
I don't
right.
have to end my prayers if it be Thy will.
No, because you got a book that
I got a book that tells me that's His will.
Then you can read.
By His stripes I was healed. And I can read. Bless the Lord. And so meditation in the Word. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So here are words that proceed out of the mouth.
That's why we don't ever quit studying.
We don't ever quit studying the Word.
We're not going to figure out
And we learn more about it all the time. And now, as we are going into this, we've used for a scripture, we have used Proverbs 20:27. And that scripture says to us, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Other translations say, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all his innermost parts.
Mm-hmm.
In Romans 8:14, there is a promise of God to lead us. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That just tells us He leads us.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, my pastor is Keith Moore, and he has a two-word answer to any question you might have. Be led. Be led. Be led. Should I do this? Should I do that? Be led. Because He promised to lead you.
That's
if you're
right.
born again.
Be led.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:16. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Children of God.
Yes, amen.
Can expect to be led by the Spirit of God.
That's the truth.
You don't have to beg Him. That's His business.
That's what He's
looking over you, guiding with His eye.
Amen.
He's watching you. He has a path for you to walk, and He's going to lead you. God will guide us. Now, how will He guide us? How will He enlighten us? Where does the lamp shine? Well, Proverbs 20:27, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. It is man's spirit where God guides you. He doesn't guide you in your brain. He doesn't guide you by feelings. He doesn't guide you, oh God, if you want me to go to Kansas City.
Cause it to thunder three times.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's out there in the realm where the devil could cause it to thunder three times. There's a very safe place for God to lead you, and that's in your spirit.
That's right.
Man is.
You know, there's a knowing.
There's a knower in your, there's a knower in your
now,
spirit.
Now, if you don't pay attention to God and you don't spend any time in the Word and you don't talk to Him and you don't listen to Him, you're not going to have that knowing very, you might have to guess.
Right.
But if you'll give Him time and you'll renew your mind to think like He thinks with the written Word, you'll be able to hear.
Right. Your spirit, which is the real you,
yeah,
will be trained.
That's right.
It training. Will dominate you rather than your flesh dominating
and
you.
And I guess, Brother Hagin, somebody talked about educating your spirit.
Yeah. Train the human spirit. How to train it.
Yeah.
You train it with the Word of God. We're going to talk about that human spirit and the fact that you are a spirit. But I have a little six-year-old grandson. And his name is Isaac. And He had to fight for life when he was born, and then God touched him. And I am not kidding you. I have 10 grandchildren. One of them is a genius. It's Isaac. When he was 4 years old, his parents were staying overnight in a hotel, and he got that little Bible out that's in the drawer, and he said, Mommy, God told me I can read. It's easy peasy. And he started reading the King James Bible. Well, we had our family all come in at Thanksgiving time, and you and I have a little granddaughter named Kaylin, but we call her KK. Mm-hmm. And there was a little toy, and it was one of those little push toys that makes a lot of noise. And Isaac is 6 years old, and he had never seen that toy before, and he wanted to play with it. He was five then. And KK wanted to play with it. Oh, there was a clash, you know. So we're going out to Silver Dollar City, and Isaac is in the back seat. And Aunt Shelley and I are in the front seat, and he's back there having a talk with himself. And he said, my flesh wanted that toy, but my spirit said, that's not right, Isaac. That's a baby toy.
He had it figured
Let out. Let her play. But my flesh wanted that so bad. I've got to let my spirit be bigger than my flesh.
That's the key right there.
And here he is, 5 years old in the back seat. He's having this this talk with himself. And so the Bible talks to us about flesh and spirit.
Yeah.
Man is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives in a body. And we're going to talk about the spirit of man and how he can dominate you for a
Praise
victorious
God.
Life.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you know, everything changes when you begin to listen to the Spirit of God direct your path. Because God's got, if you're born again, if you're not born again, that's the first step to make Jesus the Lord of your life. But when you, after you get born again, then God's got something for you. He's got a plan. I could have gone 100 years. I'd never thought about being a preacher's wife. You know what I mean? But he thought about it, and eventually, and Ken, nor would he have been a preacher. He wouldn't have been
he fought
being a preacher. If we'll just hear him and walk with him day after day, we'll get in and read the Word, pray, do what the Word says, you'll get to that path that God has for you, and it's great. Oh, it's always good. That's what you want to be and do.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.